Throughout his presidential campaign, Donald Trump pledged to increase the nation's infrastructure spending. After Trump was elected, Alaska Governor Bill Walker sent the new president an infrastructure wish list from the state. And at the top of that list is the state-led $45 billion gas line project. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Rasha McChesney has more.
After the November election, Governor Bill Walker sent a letter congratulating Donald Trump for his win and reminding the president-elect about his campaign promise to increase infrastructure spending. Walker sent a similar letter to Trump's Interior Secretary pick, Ryan Zinke, and another to the National Governors Association after it asked for a list of shovel-ready projects to hand over to the president's transition team. Walker says it just makes good economic sense to get the project in front of the new administration.
What's the largest one? And so we started with, he's looking, if the president's looking for large projects to sort of jumpstart the economy and those kinds of things, we start with the largest one. And so the one that helps the U.S. on the balance of payments, you know, creates the most jobs.
But even with presidential support, the project faces significant hurdles, not the least of which is the legislature, which holds the state's purse strings. They've been tightening them each year. Anchorage Senator Kathy Geisel read Walker's letters in her office on the fourth floor of the Capitol. Is that what you would have asked for?
Well, probably not. I'm kind of big on roads myself, and there's several that would allow us to access mineral resources as well. Of course, we know that he believes that the LNG project will cover the shortfall in our budget and provide a huge amount of revenue for the state going forward. I think that's kind of an overstatement.
Geisel's a Republican who chairs the Senate Resources Committee. She acts as a de facto liaison between the body and the state's Gasline Development Corporation, attending all of its board meetings and bringing its representatives before lawmakers. And she was one of two legislators who launched an audit of the corporation, calling for an investigation of what it's done with the $600 million given to it by the state over the last several years. Despite questions she has about the state's ability to lead the massive project, Geisel says she understands why Walker would choose to bring the gas line to the president's attention.
You know, the federal government has been very supportive of our gas line project all along. FERC has been very interested in it, and even President Obama has been very supportive. I'm not sure what else a president could do. They can't really override these regulatory processes.
Walker agrees. He says he's not really asking the administration to do anything specific when it comes to the state's gas line ambitions. He says it's up to the market to decide if the project will go forward. Vivek Chandra, a petroleum economist and founder of Texas LNG, says the market just isn't there for projects as big as Alaska's. Chandra is a geophysicist who worked for ARCO in Alaska in the mid-1990s on an LNG project. Today, his company in Texas is targeting the same markets in Asia that Alaska is going after, though on a much smaller scale.
You know, and the state and everybody else should realize that. In a commodity world, the buyers no longer want to sign very large-scale long-term contracts because they think there's going to be lots of suppliers, and the lowest price wins.
Markets aside, the state has other hurdles to jump over. For one, it hasn't yet taken over the Department of Energy license that would allow it to export natural gas to Asia. Plus, it hasn't gotten control of the land it needs to build the most expensive part of the project, the natural gas liquefaction plant on the Kenai Peninsula. Despite the hurdles, Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Mike Navarre says he agrees with Governor Walker that the gas line would be critically important for the state if it were built. Navarre says he still hears from borough residents about the project, but the excitement has faded.
You know, I think the general sense is that people support the project, but recognize that the momentum has slowed considerably.
Still, Navarre says he supports Walker's efforts to bring national attention to the state's dreams of a gas line. He says it would be irresponsible for the governor not to pursue every opportunity out there. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.